Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, I received this offer. Actually, it was quite a while back, but I'm more interested in using it now.
Certainly, certainly. Was there a 16-digit reservation code on the offer that you received? Could you do me a favor? Could you repeat that back to me 4 digits at a time, and that will allow me to pull up the information that we do have on your business?
Okay. Here it comes. 2411.
Okay.
4201.
Okay.
0015.
Got it.
8553.
8553. Just one moment here, please. Hey, am I speaking with David?
Yes, you are.
How you doing today, David? My name is Zach.
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Excellent, excellent. And David, what's the name of your business?
David Bowden Stump Grinding.
Okay.
But I'm employed by Nestle Waters also. You may have heard of Ozarka Water.
Yes.
Yeah. East Texas.
Yeah.
And that's actually my full-time job. Now, I had a stump grinding business. I actually sold my stump grinder back about the 1st of January.
Uh-huh.
But I had been given some thought to getting back into it, and I was seeing here where it says, you know, that on this offer it says that your company, you decide how to use the money.
Yeah.
Actually, what I thought I would do is I have a 401k balance that I can't get to right now because I still owe like roughly $13,500, maybe a little bit more than that, to pay it off, to finish paying off that loan.
Okay.
And I wanted to borrow $17,000 since Christmas is upcoming. When I pay that 401k loan back, I have to wait 60 days to be able to get another loan.
Right,
I have a balance of $84,000 in that. So in 60 days, I would be eligible to borrow, you know, $42,000.
Okay. Real quickly here, David, we just got a new phone system, and we've had a couple dropped calls, and I was just curious if there was a good number that I could reach back out to you just in case the call were to drop.
Can I give you my home number and my cell number?
Sure, the cell would be fine.
Where are y'all out of anyway? Because I've never heard of Bank of Cardiff.
We're in California, Southern California, the San Diego area, if you are familiar with that at all.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been there. I've heard of it. I had a brother that lived in Modesto for a while.
Oh, yeah? How did he like that?
I think he liked it. They're in Colorado now, though.
Yeah. It's expensive to live out here, unfortunately.
He was coaching when he was younger, and he just kind of happened to end up there for a while, but he did enjoy his time there.
Nice. Hey, can I grab just that cell phone number from you? I just don't want this call to drop and me not be able to communicate with you.
Cell number is 903-497-4130.
4130. I appreciate that. I've had a couple calls drop this week, and I couldn't reach back out to the customer, and I was almost freaking out there. But I'd just like to confirm a little bit of information that we do have on file for the business. Was it still located at the 3185? I know that you sold the stump grinder, but was that?
It is.
Okay. And
I have all my tools and everything. You know, I had given some thought actually to getting back into the business. But like I said, I would rather use my own money that's sitting there.
Gotcha.
Can't get to because I have a balance still left to pay off.
Okay, so this would be shorter term in nature, is what you might be looking for.
I would only like to make it for about 90 days. Actually, I don't know if they'll do those kind or you know.
Yeah, I believe the minimum is 6 months. But after 90 days, you can pay it off, and there's actually a discount that's associated with that. I believe it's 5 or 6% of the remaining balance.
Well,
what I'm thinking is,
60 days after I send them a check to T. Rowe Price, in 60 days, and I can borrow. And all my money, I had it moved into, I guess, what is their safest account. It's not called a fixed account, but it's the safest investment that I could put it in.
Okay. So...
7 years old. I just had a hip replacement done, and I actually made that move right before I went back to work from my hip replacement.
How's the hip doing?
Oh, it's doing great. You know, I'm a year and a half out now, and it's like a new lease on life. I mean,
no side effects. No, I know.
She's been working at back at Ozarka for 18 months since they, helped get me fixed up.
Nice. And so no side effects and no residual pain.
Jobs. I've got a good job, but I'd like to be able to access some of my money. That way, I can keep my insurance and my benefits and everything where I got it.
I understand. With your stump grinding business, quickly, was this an operation for part of this year, or you said this stopped? You sold?
Maybe early this year. I worked just a little bit. In fact, actually, I don't even think I ran the grinder this year. I sold it to a friend of mine. I'm going to say it was late January.
Okay. As far as the business is concerned, this year, have you been depositing any sort of funds into your business bank account? The reason I ask is our working capital loan is based off of the sales and cash flow for the business from the year previous. And we would need to take a look at, 6 months of the most recent business bank statements just to verify that cash flow. That's the reason that I ask.
Okay. Well, then I may not qualify for this loan because I haven't used it, like I said, since,
January.
Actually, I guess last year. Mm-hmm. Does that disqualify me for it?
Yeah, because unfortunately we need to see, there's a minimum amount of cash flow that we need to see in the business bank account each month to, as a minimum qualification. And so if there's nothing really going in there, and there has this year, it would make things kind of difficult for us to verify any sort of cash flow or to actually make anything available for you, unfortunately.
Right. So even like if I wanted to purchase another machine and get back into the business?
We may be able to do something there with the equipment financing. It's a little different entity as far as that's concerned, and then we could actually do it as a startup that way. So there is a possibility of definitely bringing on a machine through the equipment financing.
Well, kind of what I was, all I'm really wanting to do is if I can pay the 401k loan off, I can get enough money out of my 401k to get me one.
Right. I understand that. Unfortunately, again.
Really, all I could borrow is just borrow, and that money would have to go to the machine immediately.
Exactly. So we would pay the vendor off, and then we would set up a monthly payment, between 2 and 5 years to pay off that machine.
Do y'all offer any kind of unsecured personal loan that I could pay that account off with?
Unfortunately, we offer unsecured, but it would be a business loan. So this would go on your business credit. And those business loans are cash flow based and sales based. So again, we would need to see cash flow in your business bank accounts, a minimum of $10,000 a month in deposits. And
that has never been my primary job. The stump grinding was just kind of a side job.
Gotcha.
My whole interest in this was just trying to find a way that I can pay off.
Unlock your 401k and pay for it that way.
Do you know of anybody that does those kinds of things? Because I've been told by my bank that because it's a 401k account, I can't use that as collateral.
Right. I know that there's other lenders out there. I would just be leery of some of them as far as interest rates are concerned, because they might end up having some kind of crazy compounding daily interest that, kind of traps you into that loan to where you're unable to pay out of it. So I know that you're looking for funding and something along those lines. I would just be leery of that when they say, an interest rate. I would look for something more of a fixed cost. That way, you know what you're paying back. When you do receive the loan,
mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but really, you don't know of a company or another bank that you'd recommend personally, then, huh?
Offhand, the majority of the other banks or company lenders in our network kind of work along the same lines as far as cash flow is concerned. I could do a little bit of research for you and maybe shoot you out. Someone, what's a good email address? And I could, spend.
Let me give you that. It's small case letters, L O U bow@suddenlink.net.
Suddenlink.net. Yeah, I could do a little research and see if I can find anything that would, you know, be comparable to what you're looking for.
Like I said, the banks I've done business with here in my hometown for years and years, one bank, the people that I knew are no longer working there. They've retired.
Right.
And from what I hear, they've changed the banking guidelines so much since 2008 that, just getting unsecured personal loans next to impossible is what they're telling me.
And, we had a meeting this morning, and what I'm hearing is as of next year, rates are going to go up a fair amount as well. And this would be the opportune time to kind of lock something in.
Yeah, so, no longer I'm going to borrow the money. I'm just wanting a 90-day. If I can do a 90-day,
Yeah, yeah.
Then I can help myself after that.
I totally understand. David, let me do a little research for you and see if I can find anything, and I'll be more than happy to shoot you out an email of, what I could come up with.
Well, I sure appreciate it, because like I said, that's kind of what I'm looking for now.
Okay.
Without trying to solicit the help of family or son-in-laws or, mother-in-law or father-in-law, and I'd rather just help myself. But
yeah, I understand. It's tough. You got to potentially maybe go to the family for assistance. I hate doing that. I almost refuse.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am too. So, I know what I want to do. I feel like the odds are pretty good that my money will still be there 60 days from now.
Yeah, let me do some research for you. I'll see if I can come up with anything, and I'll have it. I'll just shoot you an email of what I come up with in a couple hours or so.
Oh, great! Hey, and what's your name again?
My name is Zach, spelled Z-A-C-H. And when I shoot you that email, I'll have my personal contact on there as well. So if you have any questions, moving forward, or any interest in the other programs, I'd be more than happy to help you out.
Right. Well, yeah, this was one of the last things I had to kind of fall back on as a possible.
Okay.
So, especially when I saw that it said you decide how to use the money. It says expansion equipment.
It's unfortunate that there's no activity in your business account, or we could definitely, step in and help you out with that.
I didn't really realize what it was all based on, so, it's not your fault. That's just, smart way to do business, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I want to find you some help here. And, like I said, I'll shoot you out an email in a couple hours of potential recommendations.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Zach. I appreciate your time with me anyway.
No problem, David. Hey, again, keep your eyes peeled for that email. And moving forward, if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. And again, I'll be here to help you out.
Hey, definitely. I'll keep you handy here.
Sounds good. Have a great afternoon, and keep your eyes peeled for the email.
Same. Hey, thanks again.
All righty. Bye-bye.